From Washington, this is VOA News. Marty Johnson reporting. President Obama and Chinese President Xi Jinping have agreed that neither country's government will conduct or knowingly support cyber theft, an issue that has been a source of tensions. The U.S. has blamed China for a series of high-profile cyber attacks on U.S. government and business entities in recent years, an allegation China strongly denies. Mr. Xi is expected to deliver an address today at a U.N. Sustainable Development Summit. President Obama is due to address the 70th Assembly, session of the Assembly, on Monday. Pope Francis begins the final leg of his U.S. trip today in Philadelphia, where he celebrates Mass at the Basilica of St. Peter and Paul.
Al mismo tiempo, los gobernantes han de hacer todo lo posible.
In New York on Friday, he called on world leaders meeting at the United Nations to show guidance in combating climate change, poverty, and protecting refugees from fleeing conflicts. There's been a common response to the Pope since arrival in Washington on Tuesday. People of various beliefs speaking affectionately about the man known as the People's Pope. He's expected to address 1 million people in his Mass today. And the Pope will close out his trip Sunday by attending the Vatican-sponsored World Meeting of Families. Again, he's very popular with people, Catholic and non-Catholic, in the U.S.
I think he has a way of bringing us all together, regardless of religion and faith. He has a power that transcends religion almost, that I like.
The Pope on Sunday will attend the Vatican-sponsored World Meeting of Families. Burkina Faso's leaders have disbanded the Presidential Guard, which staged a failed coup last week. They were unhappy a transitional government had barred supporters of those loyal to former President Blaise Compaoré from contesting the country's national election, which was set for October but has now been delayed. This is VOA News. Slovenia's Prime Minister Miro Cerar told the United Nations Development Summit the migration crisis requires urgent action that addresses the root cause of the dilemma.
The global migration crisis, which we are currently facing not only in Europe, but also in other parts of the world, requires urgent action. First and foremost, we should address its root causes and prevent further loss of life.
Meantime, Croatia has lifted restrictions on the main border crossing with Serbia, ending a week of friction prompted by the flow of thousands of migrants across their common frontier. Speaking in Belgrade, a visiting European Union commissioner, Johannes Hahn, spoke about the migrant crisis.
It's a global problem, and we can only give a European answer. It's not something where we can leave only one country with itself to resolve the problem.
About 60,000 people fleeing war and poverty in the Middle East and Africa have entered Croatia in recent days from its eastern neighbor, Serbia. Meantime, a senior United Nations official warns thousands of Iraqis are likely to join that assault on Europe in search of asylum as conditions in their country worsen and they lose hope of change for the better. Lisa Schlein reports from Geneva.
Dominic Birch, the UN Deputy Humanitarian Coordinator in Iraq, says the situation in Iraq is deteriorating. By the end of the year, he says 10 million Iraqis, more than one quarter of the population, will need some form of humanitarian aid to survive. He says this figure includes 3.2 million internally displaced people and people living in areas controlled by the so-called Islamic State group known as ISIL or ISIS. He says the crisis has accelerated since the group seized large portions of Iraq last year. The UN official also notes many Iraqi children have been out of school for more than a year. He says the inability of parents to provide them with an education is contributing to the decision by many to leave. He says thousands of desperate people who see no hope for their future are likely to join the ongoing exodus. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
Coming up today, working out ways to implement the Iran nuclear deal and possible discussions of the Syrian conflict are on the agenda as U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry meets with Iranian Foreign Minister Mohammad Javad Zarif. The talks on the nuclear deal, known as the Joint Comprehensive Plan of Action, come less than a month before October 18th, known as Adoption Day. The 18th marks the start of Iran's efforts to comply with provisions in the action plan. Iran will have to reduce its uranium stockpile, remove thousands of centrifuges, and make conversions at nuclear facilities to comply with the deal. I'm Marty Johnson in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.